What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday edition of the Daily Juice Podcast, holiday edition here. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning we're here thanks to BetMGM. That offer is above me on YouTube. $10 to win $150 on any event. Use that promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. Audio podcasts wherever you get your audio podcasts. Video on the Betting Pros YouTube channel. So we get one bet right yesterday. It was a plus 130 or plus 150 bet, depending on where you bet it. I got plus 135. Plus 150s were out there for Ford to win the Daytona 500. Austin Cindric comes through for us on that. Christopher Bell did not have a good ride. He does not win his group, nor does he come in the top 10. So neither one of those bets came in for us. So 1-1, but plus money. So we won money on NASCAR because that plus 150 bet. So that's good. But basketball, not great. Creighton Blue Jays win by one, a ridiculous, worthless Marquette three at the end. Down four, Jack a three. Kid hits it. Jays do not cover, -1.5. It's a loss on the hook. Brutal. Equally as brutal on my over on the All-Star bet because of the Elam ending crap. 323 points scored. Like, really, dude? Like, man, that stunk. We bet over 324. I did. I bet over 324. That was a personal play, not a play in the podcast. But then we get Missouri State way wrong. Missouri State lost by 20 on the road to Northern Iowa. So I got that game wrong. But a 1-3 day, down a unit. Fine, really, for me. I was down a little more because I went 1-4. But 1-3 officially on the podcast. Okay. So coming on here today, it's a Monday. I got a couple of hockey plays for us in one college basketball bet to get into it here. It's a holiday, so games are a little earlier than normal. Hockey games are matinee games. Just heads up on that. Bruins and the Avalanche play at 1 o'clock Eastern. Just a heads up. So I'm going to use that a little bit here and factor it into my handicapping. Okay, let's start with the Avalanche and the Bruins. 1 o'clock game, 10 o'clock Pacific time start. Bruins are 15-10-1 straight up at home. Colorado was 15-6-2 on the road. They're very good. Minus 170 is juicy, though. I'm not in love with betting Colorado here, although I do think they win the game. I don't mind a play on the Bruins, taking some plus money on the home team here with Boston. However, Colorado on this road trip has been playing unders. 0-2, so they win 2-0 against the Vegas Golden Knights, 4-0 to the Dallas Stars. They went to Buffalo and it was 5-3, but in the last three games, two of them have gone under, and it was 3-3 really in the third period. Buffalo just kind of fell apart there, and it's Buffalo. They stink. Bruins are coming home off of a four-game road trip in which it was every game to the under 5.5. 2-0, 2-1, 4-1, 2-3. Okay, the Bruins may have figured out their goaltending situation and issues a little bit here, but I don't think Boston wants to get into a firefight, and they won't have Brad Marchand here available in this game. Full complement of players for Colorado, but I think Boston will try to play a bit slower than what Colorado would like. The total for this game is 6. I think this is a good play on the under. And again, when I see sixes, I like it because 4-2 is very possible, 5-1, very possible. And we get ourselves into a situation where, you know, it's a 4-2 win for Boston, 4-2 win for Colorado. And it goes to a push or it turns into a 3-2 win, right? This could very easily be 3-2 for one of these teams. It's, you know, it's 2-2, goes to overtime. It's a 3-2 win and we win on the under 5. I'm going to play the under. Boston, Colorado, again, a 1 o'clock start. It's an early start time for Colorado. It's 11 a.m. Mountain Time for Colorado. So maybe some sleepy legs there for Colorado here. Under 6 goals. 6 under Colorado in Boston at minus 110. Second play here for us, the Winnipeg Jets, who have been scoring a lot of goals here in their 2021-2022 campaign. Winnipeg right now on the road. Winnipeg is a 9-9-7 team. Decent. Calgary, 13-4-4. Been very good. I lean towards Calgary here, but it's heavily juiced up. Total, though, is 6. You've got these teams who are scoring. The Jets with 7-4-9-8-6 goals over the last 5. Flames, 7-7-8-8-3 over their last 5 games. Scoring goals, scoring goals, scoring goals. I mean, these teams just score, okay? So again, we're sitting there with a 6-goal total between Winnipeg and Calgary. And I think we just get a lot of goals here in this game. I think it could be easily 3-3. One team wins 4-3, and we go over here. It's very, very possible. These teams have played a 4-2 game so far in their first, in their one only game. Jets won it 4-2 on the road in the first matchup. This number is 6. Again, we have a very high push potential for this game. I'm going to jump on the over here. In fact, I get a little help on the juice here. In Vegas, it's minus 105. Jets, Calgary, over six, minus 105. I've seen some people be like the under here saying, you know, these teams are going to play slow against each other. It's a big game. I see goals. I see goals on both sides. Ride the streak, bet the streak. Jets in Flames, we're going over six goals at minus 105. And one college basketball game to get into, Baylor on the road at Oklahoma State. I have a home dog, Okie State, catching 4.5 points here. Now, Baylor is 14-12-1 against the spread this season, but they are not going to be healthy. They haven't been healthy for a while. They got three very good players, three starters who are out of this game, who have been out for a while, who will not play on the road against Oklahoma State. And frankly, look, Baylor's a very good team. But Baylor hasn't been covering, and Baylor on the road has been having some struggles here, and you know, at Kansas and at Texas Tech, their last two of the last three games on the road, they've lost outright. On the road this year, Baylor is 6-5-1 against the number. At home, Okie State is 5-9 against the number. 5-8-1 against the Big 12 for Oklahoma State, 6-8 for Baylor. But last two home games against Kansas State, they won by 3. Against West Virginia, they won by 23. Against Oklahoma, they won by 9. 2-1 to the number. Kansas State was 4.5. They won by 3. Got a home dog. I look for these games. February, home dogs, not a fully healthy Baylor team. I'm catching 4.5 points here with Oklahoma State. I'm taking the Cowboys in Stillwater, home dog at +4.5. Oklahoma State up against Baylor at +4.5. All three bets for a half a unit. Okay. So Oklahoma State +4.5, under for the Bruins and the Avalanche, under 6, over 6 for the Jets and the Calgary Flames here on a holiday Monday. Once again, big thank you to everybody who wrote, emailed, DM'd, everything going on with me personally, health-wise. I couldn't be more thankful for everyone's nice messages and conversations and trying to help and give me advice, trying to figure out what's been going on. I feel much better today, much healthier today. So hopefully, you know, what is going on, I have to follow up with doctors and I got to figure out what's going on with my blood pressure. But, you know, well, once I get that kind of figured out, it's low blood pressure, not high. So it's a little awkward and weird. A lot of people say, oh, you're not healthy, high blood pressure. I got the other angle. I got a low blood pressure problem. So I just got to figure it out and get some help and figure out what we do. But for right now, I seem to be okay. And that really is... obviously I feel very lucky that everything is okay. So hopefully this is all behind us and we can start a new streak for the Daily Deuce in number of consecutive mornings. All right. Those are the plays for us here on a Monday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Deuce podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.